day. Oh, today was a different day.
We know if today was a good day. Today is a good day. We'll be able to say tomorrow that today was a good day. It's Monday, the 19th of December, 2011. And on the bill of fare in this hour, a conversation about con men and women who are targeting you over the holidays, social media scams. So with all of that, we have the expert on scams and avoiding it. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman will join us in a few minutes to talk about how you can avoid some of the tricks of the trade. Some of these people are very smart, really good. Facebook, they're all over. Twitter, they're all over. And so no matter how old you are, this is something you got to be careful about. Later in the hour, the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, joins us with the deals today. Jones of New York, pretty much a ladies' clothing outfit, right, Jennifer and Roberta? I don't think they make anything for men.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Make anything for
stuff.
Men's? They don't make
for
any men. Men's.
Depends
clothing.
On what kind of man you're
yeah.
looking for.
I suppose.
Or man's you're looking for.
Yeah. All right. But Jones is a big. How do they. What's their specialty, though, Roberta?
I would say more business clothing, but you know, not formal
yeah,
stuff. You know, kind
right.
of like casual
yeah.
business clothing.
Upscale business.
Smart stuff.
Yeah.
Smart,
smart
casual.
Fashion for women
yeah.
who are in business. Okay. Also, Mimi's Cafe. You've had them featured a number of times this month.
Well, they have good deals, and you know, and people like them. They're very popular around the country.
Really, what a great reason to be having them in the Queen of Cheap box, because
absolutely.
People like them.
People like them.
And they save money. Also, some of our other contributors, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, has a connection for you to follow between your brain and fish, and why
ooh.
Fish is so good and important for you. I take fish oil supplements. Take primrose oil, which is also kind of a fishy thing, and give it to Charlotte, in fact. Last-minute holiday fares to help you out at DougStephan.com from Tom Parsons. All these things in the Better Living box. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit has energy-efficient holiday ideas, tips for you there, if you will. And Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness guru, has exercise tips to keep you from getting bloated during the holiday. How many people are already on that? How many people are already bloated? How many people have been to parties? How many people have been eating over and over since Thanksgiving? Raise your hands, please.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little
you
bit.
You hear my voice this morning?
One too many eggnogs.
Yeah, eggnog is actually, I'm not sure whether eggnog is really fattening or not.
Ooh,
it tastes
oh,
like
yes.
it is.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, all right.
A lot of cream there, brother.
Cream. Cream's good for you, though, Richie. It puts hair on your chest.
Sure.
Amongst other things.
But it's got a lot of calories.
Our reason for being is to help you out, among other things. And one of the best ways we can do that is to let you know about some of these scams that increasingly look legitimate, but they are not. So we'll bring you through all of that with Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's written several books on how to avoid getting scammed. He'll join us in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil.
It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
13 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and I are curious as to the way people are cashing in this season using social media. So to help us through this minefield, attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's written a number of books on how to avoid scams, which you can check out at stevelaw.net. The social media scams that you become aware of this year, Steve, they're becoming, they look like they're the real thing. That's but and a lot of people, no matter how old you are, I guess a lot of people are doing. Roberta's perfect example, buys all of her stuff online, pretty much.
Yeah.
So these con artists are out there, and I wonder if you've profiled any number of the tricks they're using.
Oh yeah, they're all over the place, and it really comes back to that same thing about you can't trust anyone. You talk about even social media. You may go to your Facebook page, and there's a coupon. There's an ad with a coupon for a terrific deal. Unfortunately, that ad could very well be a scam because it's very easy to get into to hack into someone's Facebook page.
Why isn't there in doing that? The people who are trying to scam get a lot of information about you, so they sound like they know you when they're sending around these scams.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And that's the thing, because it does sound like it is coming from a trusted person.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that, and I had this come up with an online greeting card, which I got the other day. It came from a friend of mine's or it mentioned him, but I'll never click on a link unless I know for sure who it is. So I contacted him and said, did you send me this card? But these coupons, here's the easy thing. If you're going to be shopping online, there are some great coupons. And frankly, you can be safer online than you are offline in many instances. But if there's going to be a coupon from, say, a Walmart or a Best Buy or anything like that, it will also be on their website.
Uh-huh.
So don't click on any coupons that you get on Facebook or any other social media.
We have on the homepage at DougSteffen.com in our Queen of Cheap box, for example, Roberta Fasanelli every day posts a number of items that are available very inexpensively or free. So to underscore what you just said, and I guess I don't know how we vet these things, Roberta, how we check them out, unless they're coming from the website itself.
Roberta has gone to all of them
and checked them out.
Oh, yes, yes. The ones on the DougSteffen.com website. Yes, I check every single one before
okay.
I put it up there.
All right, so you go to the website. What Steve is just saying is if you see something online, a Facebook or some kind of connection like that, then go to the website of the company that supposedly is offering it, and if they have it there, you're safe. If they don't, forget about it.
Here's the thing on the friend stuff, though, Steve. Whether you're on Facebook or get an email from a friend, if it doesn't sound like your friend, it's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see these Facebook hackings.
How do you know that on a flat screen?
Let's say somebody hacks into Jennifer's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer sends me a message saying, hey, check out this coupon.
Yep.
I know Jennifer's personality. I know the way Jennifer talks, types, everything. And if she sends me something and it just seems like it's not her, I'm not going to click it.
Yeah.
Just same thing with an email. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about that Facebook.
But they make it seem like it's so good.
But they don't. They can't fake your personality.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I think what Doug is saying is that the thing that can be so attractive, right now there's an issue with Kobe Bryant's getting a divorce. So now you can get something. We got exclusive photos of the woman that Kobe Bryant's having an affair with, or something that is in the news and hot, and people go, "Oh, I want to click to that."
Yeah.
And bam, when Osama bin Laden was shot, exclusive shots, pictures of the death of bin Laden, and people click to that. But what you're doing is all too often downloading malware that's going to read everything in your computer and put you in real danger.
And a lot of times these people, and now they open this up, they ask for Social Security number, bank account numbers, credit account, all of this stuff, which is going to really put you in a big hurt.
Do people still fall for that, Steve?
Yeah, unfortunately they do. And sometimes it's a matter of, I've talked to so many people, I should have known better. I saw that, and then I wasn't thinking. So, you know, maybe you get something from your bank that says your account has been hacked. We need to confirm your information.
Yeah,
and someone puts that in. I got one that was so good. I really got nervous till I realized, first of all, it didn't wasn't directed to my name, and second of all, it's from a bank that I don't have an account in.
You know, the big one I got this year was from a shipping company saying that we were unable to deliver a package to you.
I'm getting a lot of that right now.
Yeah, and since I do a lot of online shopping, that's a real concern, but you have to be careful not to click those links.
That is huge around this time of year, because people definitely think about that. It could happen, like you say, and they fall for it.
And so, do they mention any specific package that you know that you have ordered?
It isn't even necessarily, no, they don't do that because they don't have one, but they, a lot of the times, it's something to be delivered to you from someone else.
Yeah.
And so that's where, I don't know if someone is sending me, and they don't tell you that. Mm-hmm. But here again, you can call a number that you know really is UPS, really is FedEx.
Yeah. And one of the things that's going on is that people, when they send you an email and you do open it, you got to make a decision now.
Yeah.
And if they tell you to make it, that's the surefire way of knowing you want to run in the other direction.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we tell people that over and over.
And then there are people who are paying up front, Steve. You've won a sweepstakes, but you got to send us $50. There's a dog scam going on now.
Yeah.
A couple of the kids that work for me on the farm, one of them paid $300 to an outfit in Oregon who promised that they had a bulldog. And this guy's been taking care of Charlotte, loves bulldogs. Now he wants to get one. And he went online and found this dog supposedly had been the parent of the owners couldn't take care of him, and so they put him up for adoption, and he had to spend $300 to get the dog shipped. So he sent the $300. Then they came back to him and said, well, you got to insure the dog for another $400.
No.
Yes, that's the scam.
Yeah, they keep doing it. That's a very much common scam. The lottery and contest scams is an evergreen because it always appeals to people's greed. But how many times, and you always have to ask yourself, how many times have I won a lottery that I never entered?
Yep. They're getting all the information about you from your Facebook page. A lot of people say, oh, that's a good reason not to have a Facebook page. Social media in general, you got to look out for these scams.
You just need to be careful and think about everything you do first. Yeah. I mean, you can't shut yourself off from the world.
A lot of people are making a lot of money screwing you, so be careful about this. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, again, his book's available at stevelaw.net, How to Avoid Scams No Matter What the Circumstance and What Your Age. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, at your service, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
The name Norman Lear, each and every one of you knows who Norman Lear is.
I think often about the casting of All in the Family. Now, I can take credit for deciding each one of those actors with the actors I wanted, but I can't take credit for their being on the planet at the same time, for their being available at the same time, for their having that chemistry that developed in every direction between all four of them. That's the thing.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Well, I don't know if there'll be snow.
Jennifer likes it.
I do like it.
This is her boy.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Alan Jackson?
And you walk down the street.
Booyah.
Booyah. 25 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Roberta, Jennifer, and Richie in a Christmas mood all of this week. So lots of things that will help you, hopefully, deal with the realities. Roberta's got her Queen of Cheap. We'll connect that to Facebook and some of the things that we want to remind you about as a result of what Steve Wiseman just told us, being careful about scams, avoiding them if at all possible. Here's another thing to think about. For, I'm guessing this week especially, businesses that are open, a lot of good customers are going to bring you presents. And you likewise are going to give presents. I've been suggesting that you give Food Supply Depot presents, and I think that's my suggestion. You can still get into that for the holidays, get them delivered before holidays. Well, what happens if there is, you're having a party or you're having the family over this week, it starts Friday night and then goes into Saturday and Sunday, and you have all the family, and a conversation starts that is not pleasant?
Uh-oh.
What do you do to change?
How do you mean?
That, well, it's uncomfortable. You get into something about what your sister did to you when you were 16. I mean, you know as well as I do. When you get the family around.
I have brothers.
Table,
we do something like this. Shut up, moron. And then we move on to something
else.
That's
for the aggressive meat eaters among
us. That's right.
So
all of my brothers are meat eaters, and we are all aggressive. So that's how we handle things in our house.
So if you're not like Rich and aggressive and a meat eater, Jennifer, what do you say?
I wash my meat down with my beard.
For example, your mother and father, if you're together, once in a while they still have their little spats. Right?
Yeah, mostly political, but my mom will just get really quiet. She's like,
really? So you don't have to diffuse. Roberta, what happens with you when you're
I'm pretty much with shut up, moron.
Really?
She's a New Yorker.
I'll always come in with, it's Christmas, you guys, knock it off. Or I'll go outside, or I'll go say, hey, everybody, you need wine, and I'll bring wine.
Yes, wine is good.
Wine is great.
So does that work to switch gears that way?
Wine cures all.
It does?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Let's go play Scrabble.
Christmas karaoke, I always do that. I bust that out at Christmas.
As long as you're not in the middle of it.
I have an F, I have a U.
Exactly. Thank you, Richard. Hold on.
That's good. Right, exactly. All right, so let's see what else goes on at this time of year. You're getting a lot of calls or requests for donations. This is the time of year for you to support, and you fill in the blank. Please help these people, the suffering, the starving, the Amalgarites, whatever the problem
is.
I
donate nothing on phone.
I walked out of the supermarket yesterday, and there was a guy sitting at a fold-out table with a fold-out chair with what looked like a homemade banner collecting money for injured vets.
Really?
Great cause. Yeah. Who wouldn't want to give to that?
How do you know the money's going to be injured vets?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And, you know, the table, it just, how do I know that he just didn't...
Do they have one of those information cards?
That's what I always ask for.
Yeah.
Always ask for. Do you have a card for your service or your organization? Or do you have any kind of literature? And if they can't provide it, I say I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb. Also, try not to, as in our family's case, I'll be with the two kids, and we have a downer because Tony died a month or so ago. And how do you deal with that? That's something that'll be kind of a challenge.
Drink.
Maybe with, there you go. You and your family as well, Richard.
That's right.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring three decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits. And Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier. but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your needs. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Still up for everything? Today is Monday, the 19th, right? Tomorrow?
19th.
Is tomorrow the first day of summer?
Tomorrow's Hanukkah.
Or a good day.
Yeah, tomorrow is the first day of summer and Hanukkah.
Yeah, really. It's the first day of Hanukkah. The first day of winter would be Wednesday, I believe. First full day 20. Of winter?
21st, right?
First.
I'm driving across the country just in time to meet all of the snow. I drove 794 miles yesterday.
What are you driving?
I'm driving a Chrysler minivan. Next to my friend's.
Rocking out.
Okay, so you rented for this trip.
I rented for this trip.
So you're not taking a car to California, okay?
Nope. I'm going to get another, we'll see how things work, but I'm hoping I'll be able to get a replacement truck for me on the farm. And the one I've been driving, the 99's rusted. To a point where...
You got the Fred Flintstone accelerator now.
Your toes make that noise.
It's not that bad, but it needs... I need to give it to somebody else.
It's a farm truck.
I'm going to find a good farm truck in California, hopefully, Richie, and drive it back across country in April. With good luck. At any rate, so the trip traveling across by Lake Erie and into, from Buffalo, Rochester, Buffalo, Erie, into Cleveland, when the sky is black... And it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know you're headed for something.
Yeah, how's the weather?
Oh, boy.
So we had a little snow and sleet and rain and that sort of stuff, but I still managed to do the trip. I left a little before 9, and I was here a little after 8. So that's not bad for the circumstance. You can hear Charlotte in the background
having a little drink.
Yeah. So Charlotte and I are going cross country. We're going to make it to Missouri for tonight, and then hopefully. A new station in Abilene. We get there for tomorrow. I like this trip, except I just went outside and it's beginning to sleet and snow here.
Oh.
And that's Northwest Ohio at this time of year is always from now until late February. I remember being a student here at Heidelberg University. I'm on the campus at Heidelberg where my beloved WTTF is located. So I'm in the studios of TTF and I walked outside and the sleet's coming down. It's mixed with rain and yucca. So keep your fingers crossed. I'm just going to head. I'm going over to 75 and go due south. But I noticed that there's snow forecast for Abilene.
Oh, wow. So you're just in trouble no matter what.
I don't know. We'll see.
Now, what are you chewing on? That's my question.
I have a little sort of tickle in my mouth. Thank you for asking. I always criticize people when they do it, and I hear them. So, thank you.
It's clicking your teeth.
I was, before we get to Roberta's Queen of Cheap, there are a couple of ideas for people who are my age. All right? This is just, and this maybe just scans the adult market from Richie through Roberta to me.
Ancient?
Things, no, not ancient, but thank you. There are some really good books and CDs and things that are around. For example, there's a book about the Rolling Stones. The pictures, thousands of pictures of them on tour. It's one of these great big coffee table books that would be great for anybody who is a fan. I'm a fan of the Stones. It has all kinds of things in it, their concerts and B.B. King in concert, Frank Zappa, Jimi Hendrix, you know, all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think people would love, who like the Rolling Stones, would love a book like that, don't you think?
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Yeah, it is. And then there are there's a book by George Harrison, I think, that's around that's pretty good. Steven Tyler has written a book. He doesn't do anything for me. But if Tony were still alive, God bless her, I'd get the book about
Steven. I will tell you, Steven Tyler and all of Aerosmith is an amazing story in that these guys were a classic rock band that ran the natural path of a classic rock band.
Yep.
Got really famous, then destroyed it all with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Took almost a decade off.
So then how come the Rolling Stones didn't do that?
And they got themselves together. The Rolling Stones never went away.
Yeah, but they practically destroyed themselves on drugs.
Yeah, you know what? The Rolling Stones are amazing in that they always kept it together somehow. Yeah,
somehow.
But, I mean, for Aerosmith to just basically...
Somebody strong behind them, probably, is the answer to that.
Sammy Hagar has written a book,
Richie. You know?
Sammy Hagar has a book about his life as the Red Rocker.
The Red Rocker.
This is Red Rocker, Sammy
Hagar. One of my
faves. I don't get up too early in the morning, but when I do, I listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Let's see, where is Sammy here?
Sweet... is a book.
And this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar. When I get up in the morning, sometimes it's not too early, but when I do and I want to rock, I listen to Doug Steffen.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right. He's in Hawaii, I think, isn't he?
He's in Mexico. He lives next door to the house that I stay.
Really?
And so he does probably listen to the Doug Steffen show, because at that time of day, he probably hears me talking with you.
Judy Collins has written a book about her life, mostly playing on the road with some of the groups that she's with. Or been with. We played when, I don't want to make this too morbid, but Tony loved Judy Collins. And so as she was fleeting from this world the last hour or so in her house, we were playing Judy Collins music. As a matter of fact, there was a Judy, this really is morbid. Judy Collins was playing Send in the Clowns when Tony actually died.
Oh.
I'll never get away from that.
That's a thought.
Yeah.
There is always, you know, that's actually something that rings true with everybody, though, because think about a song. There's always a funeral song that you have in your life.
Yep.
I can't listen to What a Wonderful World without thinking of both of my grandmother's funerals.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. It's like it ruins it for
me. I want that to be played if anybody has this. I don't really. Tony, I think, did it the right way. She just said, you know what, I'm checking out.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, maybe you guys can help me. I'm not sure how to approach this because I have not had a conversation. I talked to Tony on Wednesday morning when she could barely talk. She and Brendan had come back from the doctor, but she couldn't talk. She just said hello, and, you know. And so I never had a final conversation with her. And I was thinking maybe not at Christmas, but I want to get from the kids because they were with her when she actually was able to have the last conversation with them. Wouldn't you want to have that? Wouldn't you want to know?
I did when my dad was sitting. Man, this is depressing. I did when my dad was sitting in the chair. I went over there. There he is, dead, sitting in his office. I'm like, hey.
Tell me what's going on.
So anyway.
I just want to know what the kids got from her.
It feels good to get that out of the way.
What the kids got from her the last couple of days. Because when I saw her the last time, she couldn't talk. Yeah. All right.
You know, at Thanksgiving, we didn't really. We had the whole. There was 21 of us there.
Yep.
And I, you know, nobody really planned whether we would, you know, be up, down, talk, not talk about it.
Yeah.
And we ended up not.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Tony at Thanksgiving either.
And we had a great day.
Yeah.
Ton of fun.
At our first Thanksgiving after my cousin my cousin Sharon's husband passed away last year, and at our Thanksgiving table, my dad accidentally set an extra chair. That about killed the mood, because it was kind of like, you know, we've always done this. He's always been here, and now there's that extra chair.
He sat there on purpose?
Chair.
Just
no,
to
an
remember
accident. It was an accident. Yeah. Everybody sat down, and then we realized we had an extra chair.
Yeah.
Oof,
yeah.
creepy.
That is creepy. All right, well, anyway, food for thought. Speaking of food for thought, it is time for Roberta to do her thing, the queen of cheap deals for today, and there are a plenty of them. Put some jingle in your pocket. Save some of that jingle, Roberta.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, do we need a more...
Okay, I had to clear my throat there for a minute. Yeah, I had to clear my throat there. My voice is starting to go. I got that thing that everybody else has. I was throwing up all weekend.
Good for you, Roberta.
Let's start with Mimi's Cafe. You have something to throw up with? No, not really. Buy one, get one lunch or dinner. That goes through the 24th, Christmas Eve. So something good if you're out shopping. You can get a free lunch or dinner when you order a lunch or a dinner. The Gap. Oh, man. I was at the Gap in Old Navy last Friday. And let me tell you, I think they just, like, want to get rid of stuff. Really? They're giving the store away at these places. Really? You can take an extra 30% off the entire purchase now, including the sale items. So let's put it this way. Last week, I went over to Old Navy. I had a 30% off everything coupon. Then I had two Groupons that I had bought where you paid $10 and you got $20 worth of credit at Old Navy. So I had $40 worth of Groupon credits, and I had 30% off the entire purchase. So when you combined everything, I bought a little over $300 worth of stuff, and I think I paid $80 for it.
And they allowed you to combine coupons?
Well, you know what we did? We just kind of split it up into three different batches and kind of applied them different ways.
Okay.
It was real easy.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't combine them all at once, but if...
Right.
Like I bought a pair of jeans for $26 markdown, so I used one of the $20 coupons on that. So the jeans just cost me $6.
And then send Victoria through and she makes one purchase.
Stuff.
Yeah. Just had to be
and
creative.
Then I sent her through and she made prayers. Yeah. Are you just going to be... And you know what was really funny? The checkout girl completely worked on us with it.
Oh, cool.
Even bad and I. She goes, okay, well, I'll do this. I'll put this, and this together. We'll put these in the two.
Yeah, they don't care.
And I'll apply the 30% to this. It was like... I think they're instructed to try to, like, make best use of whatever coupons and deals that you have, because they, you know, they don't want to have customers feel at all, you know,
sure.
This is a scam to get me in the store. So they really, really worked with me on it, and we got some incredible deals. So now this is an online thing. The promo code is called Gap Cheer, and that's good through the 20th for some last minute gifts. Michael's. Now we get Michael's coupons a lot, and it's usually about 40% off. Well, this one is 50% off one item. Two different coupons, one good from the 18th to the 21st, another one from the 22nd to the 24th. This is great for last-minute items. And like I said, I use these a lot for framing. And, boy, grandmas and grandpas, they loved framed pictures of their grandkids for Christmas. So here's a wonderful idea of a last-minute gift. 2012 entertainment books. Do you use those at all, Rich, Doug, Jen?
I used one last year.
You know what I'm talking about?
I might buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like
remember
those.
Using them before. I haven't used them for quite a while.
Yeah, they're pretty
good.
You get discounts from everything from restaurants to movies to bowling to dry cleaning. I mean, you name it, it's in there. Well, they're usually $35, but now you can buy them for only $19.99 plus free shipping.
Wow.
So it's really a very good deal. In fact, like, let's say I know I'm going down to Orlando for Disney or something like that. I'll buy the book for Orlando. Even if I'm paying $20 for it, you're going to save a lot more just in the deals that you get for when you're going on vacation. So I'll buy them not only for my area, but for wherever I know that I'm going. And Jones New York, we were talking about this earlier, great clothes. I love their stuff. And I always wear a size a little less than what I usually wear in Jones New York. I think they do that on purpose just to make you feel skinnier. You know? So they've got 70% off a lot of their markdown items of 70%. The sale ends on the 20th, but great for last-minute deals and last-minute shopping. And we have all of the links for you for all of these great deals on DougStephan.com. For today, and check out the past ones, like we have Holiday Freebie Friday from last Friday.
Freebie Friday! Shoppers have spent
under the Queen of Cheap.
Shopper is spending 15% more in online buying than was the case last year. Apparently, so far, the online shoppers have spent $31 billion. 31 billion.
About my Christmas budget.
$31 billion. That's
wow.
Up from 27, so up $4 billion more from the original point, which is Thanksgiving, to this point. $1 billion they spent, I think, one day last week, or no, I'm sorry, over the course of 4 days, $1 billion was spent from last Tuesday to last Friday. Wow, that's a lot of dough.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put something in perspective, but it's, if I do this, it's going to take away from Jennifer, so I'm not, I don't want to do that.
Whatever.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to,
okay.
Except this is a, I don't know, there's kind of an interesting, compelling story here to the numbers that surround, we're all, it's the end of the year, we're looking at budgets and we're trying to figure out what it means to have a $17 trillion budget. I mean, a deficit, all right? Let me just give you something to think about, food for thought. And I'll use the analogy of Christ because this is Christmas time. If you started a business the day Christ was born at zero, right? You're starting a new business. If you, in your business, lost $1 million a day from the time of Christ's birth until today, $1 million a day. You lost $1 million a day from the day Christ was born until today. $765 million would be what you have lost. I'm sorry. $765 billion.
Right.
All right. You would have lost $765 billion. Now put that into perspective. We have a $17 trillion budget. A trillion is a million million. Can you even begin to grasp how far in debt we are in this country? A million million is a billion. So if Jesus had lost $1 million a day, or somebody starting a business at his time, we wouldn't even be to $1 trillion yet after all of these thousands of years. It's so startling to understand the numbers like that, that it's pitiful. And a little, I'm not one to scare stuff. I don't even want to use that word, but at what point does somebody wake up and understand what we're talking about number-wise here? And is it we don't want to talk about it because it's Christmas? I suppose maybe we don't. But at some point in time, you know, there's got to be some rendering here of what the reality is. But I just heard that yesterday in the car driving across country on a little radio station in upstate New York, and I thought, wow, what a great analogy, what a great way to tell people how it all fits together. I thought it was pretty compelling. Let's see. Jennifer, you got a couple of minutes? Richie, we'll take a hiatus here. Sure, Richie's saying, why not?
Why not?
We've been good all day today. Jen, what do we have in the television report? What's on TV tonight? What do we need to know about what's going on in the world of television?
TV tonight, A Chipmunk Christmas. That's one of my favorites. You can't get better than a chipmunk helping a sick boy. That's on ABC tonight at 8:30. Also, Wynton Marsalis. Remember him? Tonight Show, Wynton Marsalis?
Yeah,
he's
a racist.
He's got...
Yeah,
oh,
I remember.
Okay,
no,
that's moving right along.
Oh, his brother.
He's got a new gig on CBS News. He's joining as a cultural correspondent.
Yeah. He was the one that was on. He had the Tonight Show gig for about a month, and his brother. What's his brother's name?
Branford. There
told
you
him
go.
To quit because
he was playing up to the man
for a honky. Yeah,
yeah,
right. Exactly.
Well, he didn't
President.
Say
it, President Clinton has got a gig on tomorrow, actually, Tuesday. He'll be on the O'Reilly Factor talking about the election. And then Betty White, we love her. On January 16th, NBC will air a special preview of her new hidden camera show right after their 90th birthday spectacular, a tribute to America's Golden Girl. Lots of Hollywood stars will be there. She's 90, yeah, in January.
One of the kids who will remain nameless who was with me on the trip to Israel had a great story about her. And how she really is in terms of being frisky.
Well, how is she really?
She's really frisky, even at her
good
age.
Good for her.
And,
yeah.
And very, she Roberta plus 30 years. She's her mouth is amazing, apparently. And she's very direct.
Yeah.
Very direct.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But still, she pulls off the sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet, exactly.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
Yeah. Right. But I got to think that her being the way she is probably helps to keep her the way she is at the age of 90, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
51 after on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
By USA Today, the Warren Buffett of the media world, Michael Levine joins us now. Michael has represented 58 Academy Award winners, written 19 books. Guerrilla PR is a great read. He's founder of the prominent PR firm LCO, lcoonline.com, Levine Communication Office, now celebrating its 30th anniversary. Also is responsible for the LBN eLert. If I don't stop talking, we'll spend the whole time here, Michael, talking about your accomplishments, which isn't a bad thing. But I know because of your accomplishments, you have good insight into things that people, the world of conversation and what people begin to think about and the value of it and how somebody like you may be able to help clients capitalize on things that are being said. So if Howard Stern were your client, he's headed for a Simon Cowell program, not the X Factor, but what is it, America's, what's the name of that show? That
America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent, that's it, right. So Stern going there is what, as far as you're concerned? From a PR point of view, how does it help him? How does it help the show?
Well, here's something that I don't know that many Americans really understand or realize, and that is, several years ago, Howard Stern got off regular radio and went to satellite radio to make a great deal of money. But in doing that, he lost about 80% of his audience.
Right.
Most people did not go to paid radio to follow him. So while Howard Stern remains a cultural icon, he did not keep most of his audience. This is a way of reconnecting him to millions and millions of people, and that's a good thing for him because, frankly, you know, he used to have somewhere around 10 million people listening to him today, right. And today he's got about, I don't know, 1.5 million.
Yeah. People, a lot of people don't know, younger people will not know who he is, I think. Do you think that's a danger? Yeah, they don't know who he is.
He's not nearly as relevant as he once was, 10 years ago.
So why do you think
great opportunity for him to bring his new audience with him?
All right, Piers Morgan was a waste of time. He is a waste of time. This is me. My editorial on him is he's of zero. I don't understand how the guy's gotten. Maybe he's friends with Simon, and that's how he got on the show in the first place. How he connected with CNN, but it is almost unwatchable the stuff that he does from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So now Simon's got
his audience is very low too. I mean, Larry King's audience was pathetically low. So is So is Piers Morgan, no better.
Right. All right, so now Howard Stern is going to bring some attention to this show.
This show will.
Right, may need it. Simon's shows seem not to have the magic attached to them as the magic attached to him when he was on American Idol. You agree?
I would think that's relatively fair, but remember these shows kind of run a course, and you know they're not as exciting, as dynamic as them when they begin.
Well, but he just began The X Factor, and nobody seems to be that excited about it at all.
Right, but the format's been around a while, and I think it's losing steam, frankly.
You do? All right.
Yeah, I do.
So what do you think about Simon and his ability to read the tea leaves?
I think the thing with Simon is that he was extremely popular, and his act is wearing thin. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has been done for years now, and American audiences are essentially saying, that's kind of clever and interesting, but we want something new.
You know, it's interesting how many of the programs we have on the air today came from Great Britain. But
it is interesting.
Yeah, they're being supplanted by the Israelis. There are a lot of new ideas. Did you know that? A lot of television show ideas are coming out of Israel. And it's interesting because they play tons of our episodic and drama programs over there. And now we're stealing some of their ideas, sort of pop culturally motivated ideas for television shows over here.
But it really shows how international the world has become.
Yes, right, exactly. Everybody's moving around, everybody's connected, and it's all the same sort of thing as what moves people to protest. They have the information on Twitter, they can follow it. I mean, immediately when Howard Stern twittered that he was going to go on the NBC show, it was everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Everywhere.
Yep.
And it's an amazing phenomenon.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Most Americans took 6 weeks to find out that Lincoln had been assassinated.
Right. Do you, by the way, advise your clients? We only have a few seconds left. Or maybe I better ask you this way. How do you advise your clients to use Twitter and Facebook?
To recognize the inevitability of it and the important nature of getting news out quickly. It's another vital component to the world in which we live.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how things have changed so much and they contribute so much to what we hear and see and think? Michael Levine, who runs LCO Online, and the website for that is lcoonline.com. Also, the LBN eLert, which is a daily summary of important news from almost everything you can possibly imagine. Check all that out. Michael Levine here. Introduce.